The following shir was delivered by Rav Ari Stauber, Rosh Chabura in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Baal Mechaber of Kuntres Tfilas Haderech and Hilchas Shtari Hedyotis B'Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The most celebrated tradition amongst the Jewish people is the Pesach Seder. Loi Mibai, amongst the Frum Yidin, amongst religious Jews, we have a real chashivas. We prepare for a long time for the Pesach Seder. From being in Nisan, everyone's looking towards it and cleaning their houses and preparing for the Lel Seder. But even amongst secular Jews, this has a real chashivas, a real importance that we don't find by other mitzvahs. In fact, amongst American Jews, more American Jews celebrate the Pesach Seder, the Passover Seder, than celebrate the High Holy Days, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the reason why amongst irreligious Jews, amongst secular Jews, it has such a chashivas, is because of the importance that we ascribe, we who understand these mitzvahs, according to the level of importance that we ascribe to a mitzvah, it will trickle down to the rest of the Jewish people, and that's how they'll look at this mitzvah as well. Now, the central theme, the mitzvah of Lel Seder, what is the mitzvah of Lel Seder? The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, saying over the story of the exodus from Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Saying over, talking about how Hashem made Nisim and brought them out, bringing out the emunah that we have, that Hashem is in charge of the Teva, He's Moishel, He rules over nature, He controls nature, and Hashem is all that there is. There is no nature. So, the question is, what about this? We understand that it is very important this is one of the basic tenets of Yiddishkeit, but what about it is so very important that it became that we all look at it with such importance? Which nekuda, which aspect gives it such a chashivas? And really, to bring this to a higher level, this question, let's consider the question like this. Every day of the year, we really have a mitzvah of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every day of the year, twice, by morning and by night, we have a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim is a Mishnah in Brachas, Tafir Beis on Beis. We say Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Belelis. Every night of the year we say Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there's Machloikas. Chachom say you only say it by day, not by night. Ben Zayma says you say it by day and by night. We pass like Ben Zayma that you say it by night as well. So we have at least once a day, according to the Chum, and even like Ben Zema, who we pass and like, we hold like you say twice a day, once by every day of the year, once by day and once by night, we say Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the question is, what's the big deal? Why do we make such a big deal over the Yetzias Mitzrayim that we mention by Lel HaSeder more than we do of the countless times that we say it during the rest of the year? And be'emes, in truth, the Minchas Chinuch, he asks a very similar question. Minchas Chinuch says, like we mentioned before, that we pass in like Ben Zayma, that we have a mitzvah every day of the year to say, to Yimazkir, to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, both by day and by night. So he asks, why Bechlal did the Torah, did Hashem have to give another mitzvah, a specific mitzvah that's learned out of a separate pasuk of Higarat Levincha, to mention the Yetzias Mitzrayim by Pesach? Pesach night is a night just like all other nights of the year, and we already have a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim because of the regular mitzvah that we have during the rest of the year. So why is there a need for the Torah Tishtel Levek to create a new mitzvah by Lel Seder? We already have this obligation to mention it, just like we have obligation to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim the rest of the nights of the year. This is the Minchas Chinuch's famous question. So Minchas Chinuch says three attempts, three solutions to answer this. He doesn't like the first two, like we'll say. And he comes out with his third reason why the Torah has to give a specific mitzvah on the night of the Seder. He first tries to say that there's a difference. The rest of the year, the mitzvah is just to think about Yetzias Mitzrayim. You don't have to speak it out with your mouth. As long as you think in your mind about Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's enough. Leil HaSeder, Pesach by night, you must speak it out. That's his first attempt to answer why the Torah felt the need to, what's the Torah coming to be Moisif, to add on with the mitzvah Leil HaSeder. However, Minchas Chinuch brings Rayos from Paiskim, not like that. He says, Halacha L'maisa, you do not, that even on the rest of the year, it's not enough to just think about it. You have to speak it out with your mouth. He brings that Shagis Aryeh, he brings many Rayas to this. So if that's true, that even the rest of the year, it's not enough to think about it, you have to speak about it with your mouth. So again, what's the difference between Lel Seder and the rest of the year? So he tries to, a different teretz, he tries to say that by the rest of the year, all you have to do is mention that we went out of Mitzrayim. Maybe you have to speak it out with your mouth, but all you have to do is say, Hashem took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. On Lel HaSeder, by Pesach by night, you have to speak about the Nisim and Eflois, the wondrous things that Hashem did for us when He took us out of Mitzrayim, the Ten Makas, and all the Nisim that Hashem did. However, he doesn't like this teretz either, because he brings that the Paiskim say, the Prichadosh says, that if as long as one says Yetzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush, Lel Pesach, Pesach by night, he's Yoytza Mitzvah, see for Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you see, you don't have to speak and you don't have to expound upon the different Nisim and Eflois that Hashem made. As long as you say over that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, that is enough. So again, what is the difference between the rest of the year and Pesach by night? So the final teretz that the Minchas Chinuch says, and this is the teretz he sticks by, as he says that by Pesach by night, there's a mitzvah l'chatchila to say it over to someone else, either to your son, or if you don't have a son there, you could say it to someone, you got it to Levincha, but if there's no son, you say it to someone else, to your wife, or to other talmid, to other people. But that is what the Torah is being maisif, Pesach by night. However, if there's no other person there, he says, Anachanami. There's a mitzvah, really, the mitzvah, just like the other nights of the year, that the mitzvah is just to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. He does say a very dachistic, small difference, even if there's no other person there to mention it to. Everyone could check it up inside. And the Minchas Chinuch is in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph. And one could check up inside. But this is the basic answer he comes out with. Now, if someone looks carefully at the Minchas Chinuch, you'll see that the Minchas Chinuch holds that the mitzvah Lel Seder is really the mitzvah, the same mitzvah as the rest of the year. The mitzvah is to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now he attempts different to roots and why the Torah had to add on. Some Torah is adding something that you have to do extra on Lel Seder. But the Yesod HaMitzvah, the Shayrish of the mitzvah is the same. In fact, even Lel Seder uses Lashon Lehazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim. What you have to do is mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, there's a very famous Reb Chaim Halevi Salvechik. It's brought down in the Sefer Emek Bracha. It's also brought down in Stenzlich, Reb Chaim Stenzlich, Al Shas. And he says that he classifies these two mitzvahs. He says there are two separate mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah the whole year. It's Lahazkir, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then there's a mitzvah Lel Seder, Lel Pesach, called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Lesaper, to tell over the story. Not just to mention it, tell over the story. And Reb Chaim says there are three nafkaminas, there are three differences that come out from this, that it's a mitzvah to tell over a story as opposed to just mention it. Number one, you must say it over, B'derech Shailu Tshuva, meaning you're supposed to say it over to someone else, to a ben, to acher. Even if there's no other person there, you're supposed to say B'derech Shailu Tshuva. You're supposed to ask yourself the Manash Tana. That's like a story, asking a question, saying a reply. And that's what you have to do Lel Pesach, different than the rest of the year. number two, is you're supposed to say over kol hishtalshelus hadvarim, the whole chain of events. You start from talking about when the Yidden went down to Mitzrayim, Arami Yavid Avi, when Yaakov Avinu was working for Lavan, and the whole chain of events that caused Klal Yisrael to go down to Mitzrayim. You don't just mention the Yitzia itself. And I'm assuming including that is as talking about the Nisim and the Flais as well, of Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim. And the third difference, he says, is you explain the reasons behind the mitzvahs that we have Lel HaSeder. You say Matzal Shema, Morar al Shema, because of Ayimoru, Es Mitzrayim Es Chayayim, they embitter their lives. We say over the reasons. And all this, he says, is because what you're doing is you're saying over a story. And a story, when someone says over a story, he says over the whole Shtalshul Sadavar, he says the whole chain of events, he explains the reasons behind what the things they are doing. And he says, Derech Sheilu Tshuva, he's not just mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now the question that we are remaining with is, that let's try to take this a little bit deeper. What is the yisoid behind this? Why during the rest of the year is it enough that we just mention Yitzias Mitzrayim? However, on Lel Pesach, Lel HaSeder, we have this mitzvah to say over a story, L'Sacher B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. So I think the answer lies in the Makar of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Torah. It's very interesting. The Torah doesn't say anywhere the word Sipur. Everyone knows that this mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Torah doesn't say the word Sipur. The Makar for the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is the pasuk of Higadata Levincha. Higadata Levincha teaches you the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, what does Higadata Levincha mean? Means say it over to your son. It sounds from there that the difference is as follows. That the rest of the year, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is to be mashrish and to let it sink into a person the lessons of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It has to sink in the lessons of the exodus from Klal Yisrael from Egypt. Like we spoke about before, that Hashem is moishel on Teva. Hashem controls nature. All the different makas that Hashem did, all the signs that Hashem did, that no one is able to start up with Hashem. Hashem is control of everything. That even things that sometimes, like the Ramban says in the Parshas Bo, that a person is supposed to learn that even things that look like Teva to us, even like nature, is all Hashem. We're supposed to learn from the Nisim HaGuluyim and Mufursamim. So Hashem doesn't want to make Nisim in every door. So we were supposed to look at the Nisim that Hashem made by Vishas Leidas Klal Yisrael. That's when Klal Yisrael was born, when they went out of Mitzrayim as a nation. That's when the nation was formed. And we look at that and we see at that time that Hashem controlled nature and that Hashem is in charge of everything. And we're supposed to take that and ascribe it to our lives. Now, for this, a person needs to do this, Tmidim Kisidron, twice a day, by night, every day of the year. A person really has to make it sink in. He has to be mashish every day when he says Kriya Shema. He has to think of the Chir, since he's in Mitzrayim. A person is supposed to think about the fact that Hashem is control of nature, and everything is under Hashem's control. There is nothing that a person can do that's different than Hashem wants for him. And a person's supposed to, in order for this to really sink in, a person to be able to feel it, then a person has to do this Tmidin Kisidron day in, day out, night in, night out, every day of the year. And there's a separate mitzvah called V'higadata Levincha. And that is the taking this lesson that a person ingrained in himself and carrying it further. The Mesoira. Taking it to the future dayrus, transmitting it to future generations. Meaning the mitzvah is, l'chatchila, to say it over to your children. To say over, to give over this lesson of emunah and sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim to future generations. Now for this, it's not enough just to mention it. When someone's mentioning it to himself, he's able to visualize and to think about it. Yitzias Mitzrayim. When someone's trying to transmit the lesson to someone else, he has to be mamchishit. He has to be able to bring it out in a way that the recipient, the person he's telling it over to, is able to feel it. For that you need a story. That's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why it's the mitzvah Sipur. It doesn't say Sipur in the Torah. It says Vigada Tov Mincha. But in order to have a Haggadah to the Ben, it needs to be B'derech Sipur. It has to be Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It has to, you have to explain the reasons. You have to say the whole chain of events. You have to say B'derech Sheilu Tshuva. You have to tell him to ask questions. You have to give replies. And only then could he feel it. And only then are you able to transmit it to someone else. Now after you do this transmission to someone else, you give over this idea, you implant the seed and the idea in his head, then the future generations are able to, by themselves, to look at the other mitzvah, the mitzvah of Zechir Sitzis Mitzrayim, and to use that to take it further and to be mashashit and to be matbia, to let it sink into themselves, this mitzvah of this inyan of the Emunah. But that is the chashivas of the mitzvah of Leil Seder Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is why it's so important, because this is Mesoira. This is the continuation of Klal Yisrael. This allows Klal Yisrael to go door after door to continue amongst all our goals and amongst everywhere we go, the emunah that we have from the Rebbeinu Shlomo transmitting to our children. And that is something that's integral, it's really basic. That everyone understands, Frumid and Fried, and everyone understands that this is something, the Mesoira that we have from Av to Ben, from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Man Torah, all the way throughout all the Doros, that's what we have. That's the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, to transmit that Amuna. And that's why the Rambam, when he says the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, he says, Mitzvah Lohidia Levonim, to let them know, to tell them over this Yisoid. I thought perhaps with this, maybe the Reb Chaim, maybe his Lashitasa, you could maybe answer a different question. There's a very famous question that all the Achreinim ask on the Rambam and the Moinei HaMitzvahs. Not just the Rambam, the Chinuch also, all the Moinei HaMitzvahs. They don't count the mitzvah of Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of count of saying over Tzias Mitzrayim of every day of the year as a separate mitzvah. They just say this mitzvah, say Kriya Shema, they don't count it as a separate mitzvah. And the question is, it's learned out of a pasuk. Mantiskar. Asyam Tzichom Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. So, why, therefore, doesn't the Rambam, why doesn't the Rambam count it, and also the Chinuch, count it as a separate mitzvah? So Reb Chaim, it's brought down the Haggadah. Haggadah is Beis Halevi, Beis Brisk. That Haggadah they bring from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says as follows. He says the Rambam in Ishrashim, when he explains which mitzvahs he counts and which mitzvahs doesn't count, he says that any mitzvah is not noyeg. It's not going to be negay anymore, limoisa Mashiach, after Mashiach comes. He does not count. So, after this mission that we brought on Brachos Yud Beis and Beis, the Chachamim, it says over there in the Gemara, the Chachamim told Ben Zayma Ben Zayma told the Chachamim, he said, are we going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim by Mashiach? Why? We're not going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yetzias Mashiach. It says, Hine yomim boim ne'um Hashem, v'lo yoimru oid chay Hashem ha'shahelas b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. People will not say anymore after Mashiach comes that talk about how Hashem took Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Rather, people will talk about the Kibbutz Goliath that Hashem brought for the final Geula. So since there's not going to be any more of this mitzvah of Zechiris Tzis Mitzrayim, no one's going to talk about that anymore, and there's not going to be such a chiv, therefore the Ram doesn't count it, because Enechlami, right now it is a mitzvah, but he only counts mitzvahs that are going to be eternal, that are going to be forever. This is Reb Chaim's Teretz. Now the obvious question is, but the Rambam does count the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that we have Leil HaSeder. So that obviously means that mitzvah is eternal, that is going to be Negeah L'Moed HaMashiach. So the question is, why is this mitzvah different than Zichiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why by Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is it Negeah even by L'Moed HaMashiach? So I thought, what we explained, you could explain it as follows. The mitzvah of Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim, we explained, is to be, let it sink into a person, to really be mashish by a person, the mitzvah this emuna of Hashem. So after Mitzvah Mashiach, we won't need to look at Mitzvah Mitzrayim for that anymore. We're going to have many other greater examples. However, the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just to shtelvek the emuna. It's to transmit the Messiah. Therefore, Messiah means a chain. From the beginning of when Klal Yisrael laid this Klal Yisrael until each dar. And therefore we have to look back at the beginning. We have to transmit the Messiah that we had from Leidas Klal Yisrael, from the Mitzrayim, and say it over until now. That's out. That's number one. Number two, even if people will have an example to look at for the Amuna, but there have been many people that had obvious staring them in the face, the Amuna and the fact of Hashem and the Koyach of Hashem, and yet, throughout all the years, there are many Rishonim that didn't go with this. They people have negiyus. They have other reasons to sway them to think that otherwise. And therefore, there are many people that didn't have this emunah. But you need first the transmission. You need parents to shtelvek, to plant the seeds in their children of emunah. And once you plant the seeds of emunah in their children, then they're able to take this further, aliday this, that they see the nisim of Hashem b'chush. And once we're miyased by them, this messiah, this first is spyless, then, therefore, they're able to take this and ingrain it in themselves further.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.